is Abel. He's the regional pricing director.
Hi, Sean. This is Abel. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you for taking the call from Michael. And obviously, he explained that the opportunity for your company to call the maintenance company to be on that first page of Google, correct?
Yeah.
Great. So what my job is basically talk to you a little bit about the pricing. But before I do that, Sean, do you have any questions or concerns that we could review prior to the pricing?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No.
All right. So I see that it's called the maintenance company. So give me an idea. Are you a property maintenance company or you're a handyman? What do you guys specialize in? What do you guys want to get more kind of work directly?
I would say more commercial machine maintenance, I guess. But, I mean, that's why I chose the maintenance company to kind of cover everything.
Give me an idea. Give me a specific.
Production equipment.
Okay.
There's like a manufacturer in town. I want to get more into that space. And I want to get away from residential if I could, to try and get more into commercial, industrial type setting.
No, I understand the industrial, but how does the commercial come into play? Give me an idea of the commercial side of it.
Homeowners don't own production machines, so
mm-hmm.
it's always a manufacturer.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. It's a manufacturer. Are you like authorized technician?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I did in my previous job. I was an industrial mechanic.
Nice. That's it right there. And that's a key word right there. You just said it. See, that's exactly what I'm digging in, because I need to get the real truth, Sean, exactly pinpoint what your marketing campaign is all about and also what your clientele is going to be like. So industrial mechanic is one category. That's a key word. That's a key word. That's a small engine repair. Is that it too? Is that another thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's different types. There's different ways. But I'm trying to key in on hone in on basically what you guys really want the clientele to call you. So there's quite a few of those.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it. Okay, this is good. This is good. Okay, and what distance are you willing to drive for work itself, Sean? Curious.
About 45 miles from North Branch.
Okay. Do you have a website by any chance? Do you have a website?
No website.
No? Okay. No website. Okay. And you're based out of, let me see what city you're based out of. Minnesota. You're in Minnesota? Okay. Perfect, Sean. Okay. Got it. So you're talking about 45 minutes to an hour drive. You're willing to do that either direction, okay?
Yeah, an hour would be like my max.
That would be your max, huh? Okay. Good. You work alone or you work with somebody else, Sean?
I work alone.
You work alone? Okay. And you've been doing this for how many years?
I've been in the profession many years, but I just started my business like a month or two ago.
Good. Okay. So you're pretty new at this. Okay. So this is what I can do for you regarding the Google campaign, because obviously the clientele that's going to look for your service is a specialty. Basically, he's going to be going online to just find you and search for you. So this is key. So this position that we have and this opportunity is a good fit for you, and it definitely gets you that opportunity for you to be able to get the clientele you need, for them to call you directly. And, of course, Sean, you answer the phone, and, of course, you do whatever you need to do to sell yourself and make sure you're the right fit. Obviously, you're the right fit for any of those services. Basically, it's for the consumers to find you and understand that you're able have the capabilities of handling those particular needs, because you're in a specialty category, Sean. You're special.
Okay.
You specialize in a certain thing, which is key, and you hone in and focus on those particular calls that are going to come in. So Google is one great way of doing it, but I also recommend Facebook and Facebook marketing as far as social media combined. So my combination would work for you for this promotion, because it'll get you the end result that you want, which is the calls. And then, of course, the jobs will come with the calls because you're able to sell yourself. I see you have a Facebook account here as well, do you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that Facebook account can be also used. We'll definitely take care of that Facebook account. Now, if you don't have a web page, we're going to create a web page for you. It's going to be included, no additional charge. This will be for your business exclusively. It's going to be made to your hours of operation, the services you offer, the days you work, Sean, your direct cell number for people to call you. And the best part of all will be the reviews. Now, the reason why the reviews are important, because remember, you're dealing with high-end maintenance, and, you know, if you're dealing with commercial and industrial, people in that industry want to make sure that you're able to handle a particular service. So if you get a bunch of 5 stars, Sean, of other people, the work that you've done for previous clients, guess what happens? The trust and the opportunity for you to get those calls will flood in. It's not going to be a problem because the trust level will be based on somebody else's opinion on the work you've already done. So that's a big, big, big opportunity. And we make sure that you're going to be taken care of on that category. So in case somebody writes something negative or 3 stars or less, you're going to be notified and you have 24 hours to contact that person and try to change their mind. So whatever the reason is, we don't know. We're just giving you a general idea of what could happen. And if it doesn't happen, you have a safety mechanism with our company and our system, okay, to help you with this, okay? So that's a good thing.
Okay.
All right. The marketing campaign is going to be 1 hour drive, north, south, east, and west. It's going to have incorporated 15 keywords on Google. So you have 15 different ways to be found on Google. So industrial is one category. Commercial is another. And then, of course, you know, regular individuals that is not commercial, if you want to. So there's 15 different ways to be found on Google, and we're going to maximize those 15 keywords so you get the best opportunity for your services they offer, which is specializing in those particular industrial, mechanical, or shop that you do repairs. All right? So the promotion on this is, right now we have it on special. It's only $249 monthly. There's no contract, no setup fee, no additional hidden fees. There's no cost per call, no cost per click, none of that. It's a flat rate, $249, for this marketing campaign for your investment in this company. With Google, to be on the first page of Google, 15 keywords, web page, website, custom built for your company, and your Facebook marketing to reach up to 1 hour distance as well. So you have both social media and Google. So this is going to help your business.
That's a lot more than I expected.
What are you paying right now with Angie's List? What are you paying with Angie's List?
It's like $125 a month.
A flat rate? They don't charge you per call, per lead?
No. No, it's a flat per month.
That's odd. I never heard of that.
But it's not so it's not Angie Leads, it's Angie Ads. So it's different than the leads.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because there's no contract. What is an average repair on industrial machinery, mechanics or commercial mechanics? What's the average? What do you average the last couple of jobs?
Probably like a couple hundred, something like that, for quick jobs.
Okay. So how many of those can you do a day? What would you do a day?
You're giving me the same spiel as the Angie's guys, Dud.
Because it's common sense in the industry. What we're doing is basically giving you an idea of your return on investment. So any company, Sean, I'm going to just kind of give you the I've been doing this for 20 years, my friend, and all we do is help businesses like yourself to grow. So what I'm offering you is a platform to be on Google. If 90% of the consumers use Google and you're not there, what is that telling you and me? You're not going to be found. You're invisible. So I'm giving you an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you as a business owner to invest in your company and to maximize the opportunity for you to get the best return on investment on the best platform in the world that 90% of the consumers use on a daily basis. That's all it is, Sean. So it's not selling anything. It's just reality, and it's a fact. Now, if you think that $249 is a lot of money, when you get 2, 3, 4, 10 calls a month, that $249 actually is going to sound sweet to you because you're getting several thousand dollars on your $249 return. That's how you look at it. Now, being that it's month to month, you're not losing any sleep over it because you could just decline or cancel any time after 30 days. And that's a safety mechanism for you because we're going to show you and prove to you how well this this offer is for you and also your investment. You're also going to do Facebook marketing. So it's a combination.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd be willing to do 1 month to see how
okay.
it goes.
Okay, great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. So the main business name is called the Maintenance Company?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, Sean. Let's make sure we got that on there. All right. What's your email address, sir? Oh, I got it on here. The Maintenance Company, mn@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, got it. What's your address, please?
6639 Maple Street in North Branch, Minnesota.
Okay, Maple Street, okay. In what? North Branch, Minnesota? Got it, okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect, okay. All right, Sean. So I got Sean Dennings, Maintenance Company. I got your address. Hold on a second. I thought I had the address on here. Let me take a look at it again. What is it again, the address, one more time? That would be it.
6639 Maple Street.
Okay. Got it. Okay, perfect. Zip code is 55056?
Yep.
Okay, great. Now, for the first billing on this, you want to use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, a Discovery card, or business card? Any one of those?
It'll be a... I think it'll be a MasterCard. I'm getting gas right now, so give me one sec.
Okay, sure.
And what company are you with?
It's called Local Splash. Yeah, we've been in business for 18 years. Yeah, Local Splash. 18 years, A-plus in the Better Business Bureau. But after we get done, you get an invoice sent to you.
Okay.
You're going to get an invoice sent to you, and also we're going to follow up with client interview. That requires about 35 to 40 minutes of your time to review all your options, to review all the keywords, and to make sure that every information that we put on online that represents your company is correct and accurate. And that's very important. We believe in that, okay? All right?
Yeah, okay. So it is a MasterCard.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. All right, and well, it's a MasterCard. Okay, what's the number, please?
5198.
Okay, 5198, okay.
3371.
3371.
4371.
Okay, 71, okay.
8089.
Okay.
9606.
Okay, 96, okay, expiration date?
That would be 1025.
1025, and the three-digit number in the back, please?
115.
115, okay. Hold on a second while I update this information. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. All right. Now, we use security words for the purpose that when we call you back for client interview, we want to make sure that it's accurate and it's our company representing you and no other third company calling in for you. So we have three options. We have the city you were born. We have the your pet's name, or we have your mom's maiden name. So those are the options.
We'll do a city I was born in.
Okay. What's the city, sir?
That'll be Monticello, Minnesota.
Okay, Monticello. Now, I have Monticello spelled like this, M-O-N-T-E-C-E-L-L-O.
I think that's right. I'm not
yeah, it sounds familiar. Yeah, it sounds good. Monticello. All right, we'll put that on as far as city. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going to save that. Okay. All right. So this is a recorded line. So before I actually process this, I have to do a voice verification to prove to the company that what we're doing and also what's offered for you so that way you understand. And after we get done, you're going to get an invoice sent to you so you can use it for verification and also click and sign on this for your promotion, okay? All right. So we're going to do a voice verification. This is being a recorded line, okay? So welcome to Local
yep.
Splash Voice Verification. This is Abel, and we're on a recorded quality assurance line to make sure that the subscription you're receiving with Local Splash is accurate and correct for your services that we're offering you. It is an added protection form for you and the business. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Sean, please state the name of your business as it should be read on Google, please.
The Maintenance Company.
Okay, The Maintenance Company, perfect. Also, the second question is, please state your full name and your title of the business as well, sir.
That would be Don Patrick Denning,
mm-hmm.
and I am the owner.
Perfect, perfect, okay. Third one is, are you authorized to hire Local Splash to enter your subscription and arrangement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Great. Are you authorized user on the billing of this account as well?
Yes.
Great. So with the response, we're definitely going to help you in your campaign. As a result and increased visibility, please be advised that we're going to call you. Or if anybody that's not Local Splash doesn't know your PIN number or keyword, which is your security question, of the city you were born, which is Monticello, Minnesota, and that's how we're going to respond. That's how you're going to be able to know the security question. Okay? Now, due to the agreement and responsibility, we need to notify you and actually reach out to you for a customer inquiry. This is information that is required by customer service that you receive a call from 877-635-6225, and we'll schedule a time frame that works for you in the next couple of minutes, okay, on that subject. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to the disclosure of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes.
Great. Now, your initial payment is $249 monthly. This is not refundable, but it is month-to-month. So there's the reoccurring charges on a flat rate. There's no hidden charges, no additional fees, no additional click fees. No other additional charges besides $249 monthly. Now, you may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time, contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the next billing cycle. Do you understand the agreement and also the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, Sean, check your email because you just got a notification on this, please. So please check. Yeah.
I am driving.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. That's no worries. Okay. So let's do this. Let's not worry about the email yet. Let's set up the appointment for the callback with client service, which is really important. They just need to get several questions that's private and personal and for your business. Now, are you available? You're in Minnesota. It's we're in Pacific time zone. So right now, Pacific time zone is 4 o'clock. Is it 7 o'clock there?
It is 6 o'clock.
Okay, so you're Central Time Zone. Okay, good. So we're Pacific. So we have morning at your time, 9 o'clock a.m. to call you, 10 o'clock to call you, this tomorrow, 10 o'clock to call you, 11 o'clock. Then we have afternoon, which is 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. We have evening and mornings. Which one works for you?
Evening,
5 o'clock?
Oh, probably 5, yeah.
5, let's do that. Okay, hold on a second. You're going to get an invitation as well. All right, this is all going to be emailed to you, and then we definitely have to click on there and approve it. Not approve it, just acknowledge it and say, yes, I'm able to be available for that time as well, okay? All right, I'm going to send it to your email address. Okay. Okay, hold on a second. So when you get home, you'll be able to do all this, because right now you're driving, doesn't make sense, and it's dangerous for you to even bother to stop over and pull over. We'll just take care of this later. Send this, okay? Yeah. Okay. Let me send the email. Okay, I'm just typing away. This will be done in a second. How's the weather out there, Sean? Is it raining, snow, anything like that?
It's sunny and 27 degrees right now.
So. 27, man. You make it sound like nothing. Well, you know, Sean, we've been getting a lot of rain. California's been, they're not used to rain. We get flooding. We get flash floods. We get buildings and homes on the side of the cliffs. You know, ruin or damage. I mean, it's pretty intense with the rain in California right now.
Yeah.
It's really, really intense. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you know, you have people, you have friends in California?
I did used to live there. I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, okay. Where, 29 Palms? Or
No.
Where?
Down in Pendleton.
Oh, Pendleton. Camp Pendleton. Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. I used to live in Irvine, which is off the 5 and 405 going northbound. You know, Newport Beach, Laguna, all that nice, beautiful area. You know, right past Carlsbad. And then I used to also live in the high desert, so I know about the 29 Palm Marine Base as well. But definitely know about Camp Pendleton's beautiful, Sean.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
4 years.
Well, thank you for your service, Sean. And I definitely know that you must have really enjoyed, you know, the scenery and the women out there in San Diego, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful area. Okay, Sean, a couple of quick questions. I'll leave you alone. As far as payment, do you guys take credit cards, or you do Venmo, PayPal, Zillow? What do you guys use for payment? It's required.
All of the above.
Cards as well?
Yep. I have a spare account for credit cards.
Good.
And then I've got, I don't know how many different cash apps I have now.
You have them. Yep, you have them. Okay,
yeah.
Good. I put it on there. All right. Do you need a website? Yes, you do. We're going to create one for you. Okay. You already have your Facebook. Oh, I got to get your Facebook account. Let me pull that up. I got to get your Facebook account. Hold on a second. Facebook account, so I can put it on here. We're going to use that one for marketing purpose. Where is it? Here we go. Okay. Let me get it here real quickly.
Yeah, Facebook one. Did you find it or?
Yeah, I found it. Yeah, I found it. Yes, I got it. It's going to be here incorporated too. I need to put that on here. It's part of the marketing plan. Okay, we got that. Yep, right here. Boom. Facebook business. Yes. Okay, we got that. You're scheduled for tomorrow at California time is 3 p.m. PST, which is 5 p.m. your time. Okay, we got that set. All right. Okay, I think we have everything. Oh, your hours of operation. Last question. Hours of operation, Sean.
I think I've got, like, on my Google account or my Google page. Oh, I need to finish that. I need to get verified by Google, by the way. I'm working on that. But I would say 7 to 7, 7 a.m.
Okay.
to 7 p.m.
Sure. Okay. What days?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, good. Okay, Monday through Saturday. Okay, got it, Sean. Okay. So the key things tomorrow, once you get the customer interview, tell them exactly the all the services you want clients to call you, the commercial side of it, the industrial side of it, everything, so they can give you the best opportunity on the best keywords, and you're tied to 15 of them. So that might be a little homework you might have tonight, kind of pencil those key things that you want to hone in and focus and get those direct, true clients to call you, but also the terminology. So if there's a certain terminology that applies to your business, let them know so they can research and see what's available and then put you under those particular categories to be found on Google, okay? That's really important. That's key.
Question. So,
sure.
Industrial mechanic, is that
yes.
two words or is that one?
No, that's one. That's one. No, that's one.
Okay.
Yeah, industrial mechanic is one key word, yeah. So whatever that particular category is, if it's an automated technician or whatever it is, small engine repair, you just be specific and they'll be able to answer your services, you know, the services
okay.
you need. Yep, they'll take care of you. All right?
Okay.
Perfect. And the same thing applies to commercial, right? Commercial?
Yeah.
Commercial mechanic? Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll put that in there. Okay, perfect. Well, Sean, you're set for tomorrow. I will be calling you, then I'll transfer you over to the individual that handles it from there. It's been a pleasure, Sean. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming on board. God bless you and your business and your family. My name again is Abel, and I will definitely direct the call tomorrow, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thank
you
very
much. Thank you. When you get home, just click on that invoice. Click on the signing area, and then we'll get the copy back, and you have an invoice for a tax purpose. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean. You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.